Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. More now on Hurricane Sandy, already making itself felt here. Meteorologist Mark Rosenthal says winds on the south coast are already gusting at about 40 miles an hour, and he says the state will eventually see hurricane-force winds.
And I feel by noon the winds in Boston will be gusting over 50 miles an hour, and from about 2 to 10 o'clock the winds are going to be gusting over 75 miles an hour, perhaps gust to 100 miles per hour over Cape Cod.
Joining us now is Scott McLeod, Public Information Officer for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, MEMA. He joins us now from the agency's bunker in Framingham. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's MEMA watching specifically right now as Hurricane Sandy approaches?
Well, certainly, you know, as the day goes on today, we're expecting that those winds will continue to increase and ultimately have some pretty significant impacts on power outages. So certainly that's one of the major issues that we continue to monitor here. And also the coastal flood threat, not just on the eastern shores of Massachusetts, but also south-facing beaches. Our partners at the National Weather Service tell us that, you know, we should expect some very significant impacts, severe beach erosion. As you've been talking about this morning, there are a number of communities in Massachusetts that have been working with the residents on voluntary evacuation. So that's certainly something we're monitoring, going to continue to be here to support our local communities in the event that those evacuations continue.
Yes, as we've said, New Bedford, the mayor of New Bedford is asking residents in low-lying areas, especially on the south side of New Bedford, to voluntarily evacuate, hoping to get them out by 8 o'clock this morning. Is MEMA recommending low-lying areas be evacuated?
Well, certainly we've been coordinating with local communities. Our local officials know best about those areas locally that are flood prone and at most risk for flooding. So we've been here to support them the last several days, and we'll be continuing to support them with any resources they need to make those local evacuations. And, you know, the big message is for residents is if your local officials are advising you to leave or to evacuate, certainly we want them to heed those warnings.
Of course, if your power is out, it's all out for you this morning. But so far, only a handful of scattered outages reported.
Yeah, just several thousand, just a very small number so far this morning, but we're absolutely expecting that number to increase significantly through the day today as those winds just continue to creep up and up and up throughout the day into tonight.
We know that National Guard forces are ready to move should they need to move. The governor has been on top of that for the residents of Massachusetts. Has it helped that we've had a lot of time to ramp up to Sandy? We've had a lot of advance notice that is coming in this direction.
Well, I think certainly the advanced lead time has given all of us at the state, federal, and local level that time to prepare, to do the analysis, to make the right decisions. And, you know, we'll find out in the next several days here whether that planning has paid off. But certainly having that advanced lead time has been advantageous at all levels of government.
Scott McLeod, Public Information Officer for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, joining us from the agency's bunker in Framingham this morning. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.